Welcome to my Stronger Than You Think podcast. My name is Sarah. I'm your host, and I am here with Dami Lare. Yes, I
Got
did
it
it okay.
right.
Sounded
Yes, Dami
kind of
Lare.
awesome. We met on a community call, and I could see his energy just like big and huge and exciting. And I thought I got to get this guy on, and he was like, "Yeah, let's do it. Let's go." He likes to play and have fun, so here we are together. And I'm going to let you just give a little more of a background information. I have your bio, and it's like super duper impressive, and I was really excited about it. But I want to hear what you like to share with people. So,
Awesome. Well,
take it
thanks for
away.
inviting me here, Sarah. I'm excited to be here. My name is Damilare Adeyeri, and depending on who you ask, I'm a joy
Oh, I like it.
activator, energy activator. And that's because I love to connect with people, and through that connection and movement, create transformations. So the different modes I've used, or that has been my means of doing that, movement. So previous training as a dance and fitness instructor, and I still do that in some form today. Also through mindset and emotion coaching. Previously worked for Tony Robbins as a Tony Robbins results coach, and during that time completed almost 3,000 coaching sessions. Blows my mind every time I think about that.
That's amazing.
And as an energy activator, I was the lead dancer or lead mover on stage at Tony Robbins events for about 3 years. So if you've been to any Tony Robbins event,
Yeah.
during the events, he gets people up and moving and dancing and, shaking the body or getting to peak state.
Yeah.
So I led that. I led that in keeping people moving, getting the energy up, boosting our mood, boosting our engagement, keeping us in a very positive state. In some ways, I saw that as being a catalyst for transformation. So helping people be in a ready state to receive their breakthroughs. So that's been exciting.
That's awesome. I believe it or no, I'd like sort of heard of Tony Robbins, but I didn't really know anything about him until about this time last year, really. I kind of didn't know much about him, and so I've started learning a lot about him. So that's cool. I can see. I actually thought when I was watching those dancers up there, I'm not a dancer. Which I guess I'm not supposed to say because I do movement and I can keep a beat, but I just don't like what I imagine in my mind is not what I can do. But I do teach group fitness. And so I remember seeing that up there and I thought that would be like the energy in there. You have to just, because I know what it's like being on a stage, like teaching group fitness to, 40 to 50 people. I can't even imagine the energy in that room. That must have just been like fantastic.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you are right or wrong, or whatever you say is correct when you say
Right?
you're not a dancer, it's what you believe.
Yeah.
But what I do say is that it's music-led movement, right? Music-led
Yeah.
movement. So
Good.
that strips away the cultural burden of what being a dancer or not being a dancer is. We're really just moving our body, being aided by music, right? And so, yes, the energy in the room is just off the charts. I mean, I've been on the stage and we have 15,000 people in the room. And it's, for me, it's the simplest movement. Like, one of my favorite moves being up there with people is just when we wave our hands together,
Yeah.
and then you look all the way back and everybody's just like waving their
Yeah.
hands in
Yeah.
unison. And so for me, it's a metaphor for a lot of things. It's connection, it's community, it's presence, it's healing, just
Yeah.
being in that energy together, co-creating the
Yeah.
experience. And so it's really, really just amazing to experience that in just multiple layers.
Yeah. I bet that's really cool. So what is your main thing you do right now?
Fantastic. So right
Yeah.
now, I am creating transformative experiences for individuals and organizations through coaching and public speaking. So public speaking, I get invited to organizations, to big events, to talk about the power of movement to create energy, right? Because energy is sort of the force of our lives. Depending on how you look at it, right? If you want to go
Oh, yeah.
woo-woo spiritual, there it's
I
we
do
are all
woo-woo
energy.
spiritual all day. Like
Yes.
you're preaching to the choir right now. That is like totally my jam. So I love it.
And if you but from also from a physical, mental, emotional standpoint, energy is a driving force of zeal, of focus, of mood, of all the things we do. And so it's communicating that to organizations that with a high energy, we have motivation and we have inspiration. And with that energy, people perform better with jobs because of more focus and productivity. Also, bond better as a team because what the nervous system is doing is it's associating pleasure to the people, the place, and the task, right?
Absolutely.
And so that then makes people basically love this job, right? And the quickest way to do that is actually moving our bodies, because when you look at the science, both biologically and biochemically, the changes in our body and our nervous system when we're moving our bodies is just amazing, right? So we're talking about, put a little science here. The endocrine system is creating those hormones that is making us feel good, right? When you talk about your dopamine, for example, right? And when you break down dopamine, the root word is endomorphine. So it's literally, yep. So it's literally like your internal painkillers being released, which is also, makes us feel good, right? And then when you look at all the other happy hormones, right? You look at the endorphins, the dopamines, the serotonins, the oxytocins, that all just like shoot into the system all at the same time, simply by moving our body. And what happens is when we're moving our body, which you also know this too as a group fitness instructor, the heart rate increases. When the heart rate increases, we breathe more. When we breathe more, we oxygenate the blood more. When we oxygenate the blood more, our head is clearer. It also increases circulation. So the blood is flowing, getting to all the crevices of the body. So there's no still place in that, and so all of that experience, which also then heightens the emotion, heightens the experience in a good way. And so if movement was our morning energizer, our afternoon pick me up, and our evening de-stressor, then we are using the gifts of movement, especially when led by music, which is a whole different cognition about how different tones and frequency of sound fires different parts of our pleasure centers in the brain. So to put that together, it's really, really a big tool for boosting our mood, productivity, and energy. And actually, I had a whole TED talk on that back in March last year, which is available on YouTube. So,
Yeah, I saw that. I saw
nutshell.
that. Like, well done. That's awesome.
Thank you. So, in a nutshell, I'm creating those experiences for people, organizations through public speaking. So I go on stage, create the experience, tell them, and I privilege more than information. What that means is, it's not enough to give people any information because it's all then cognitive. I create experiences. So as part of that presentation, people get up and move their body and feel what it's like. So at the beginning, we take stock, from minus 10 to plus 10. If minus 10 was sad and depressed, then plus 10 was ecstatic and zero was neutral. Rank how you're feeling right now, right? You give it a number. Some call it the mood meter, right? So you rank some on the mood meter. Then we move our body, and at the end of that, rank it again. And it's just a marked difference, right, in how people are feeling. And so just knowing that and using that as part of our day-to-day, our work. And it goes beyond then the work to the personal life and our sense of our emotions and quality of life, which is the other part of what I do, is the coaching aspect, right? So I do one-on-one and group coaching to help people transcend from being stuck in whatever area it is. So low energy, feeling stuck, unmotivated, uninspired, going through a transition in life and not having a clear sense of where you're going. We need to move that energy out of the through the body, right? We need to. Because when you move, you literally move forward, right? Because
Absolutely.
when you shake that energy and you move it through the body, then you're having more mental clarity, you're having more focus, you're able to envision even clearer what that future that you desire looks like. And then we can create a strategic plan to it. But up until that point, before you shifted the energy, up until that point, before you up-leveled how you were feeling emotionally, it was difficult to have the focus of mental clarity to see anything ahead. Everything just seemed like impossible.
It's I love that you're talking about this. Like, literally, we speak the same language. It is so fantastic. So one piece that I do that I didn't hear you say, and maybe you do too, is I'm also an energy worker. So I have a different feeling on it, but I do the same thing. Like, I do energy healing with movement. And a lot of people, it's funny, I have clients, or I hear people are like, "Oh, I need to relax." And I'm like, "You got to get that vibration up. You got to move your body. You got to get this stuff like moving out." And it feels like we're told or taught or whatever that, no, we have to be still and quiet. And there is a time for that, but not if like you want change. Like, if you want change, you gotta move. We were in Disney the other day because we live so close that like you can go for 3 hours, which I didn't know was a thing, but it is. We live in Florida, like it's fantastic. And my kids were grumpy, and we were all standing there in line. I'm like, "You're grumpy at Disney." And so, of course, being an energy worker, being a mom, I'm in line, and I was running my arms. Like, we were not moving anywhere. And I was just like, "Look, it feels like we're going so fast." Like, I totally channeled Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. "It feels like you're running at an incredible speed." And so my kids were like looking at me like I was weird, but just the movement in my energy moving up, the change in my state changed them. And we were able to have a really good time, and they were cracking up, even though we were in line. So absolutely, like, I love that you're doing that. And probably that was what I felt and saw. Like, we were able to communicate without communicating, I think. And seeing you on there, I was like, that, like, I we speak the same language. It was really, really cool. I love it.
We
And I
do
love
speak the
seeing
same
how
language. Yeah.
animated, you are. And it's cool because you're animated and laid back, which I think people don't realize maybe that you can be both at the same time.
It's oh my gosh, you bring up many things. Okay.
This podcast is going to be 4 hours.
Yes.
Right.
We'll give them just a piece of it, right? Okay. So about being animated and laid back, it's the connectional energy, right? Where you can be radiant but not scorching.
Oh, I like that. Radiant but not scorching. I
Yeah.
like that a lot.
Because then it's receivable, it's connecting with others, it's genuinely just shining and bringing people in rather than shining and pushing people away, right? Because at the end of the day, you really want people to come to the light. And
Like
when
a
you,
lighthouse,
yeah,
right?
well,
Brand.
lighthouse, it's also different depending on how you look at it. Because lighthouse actually, it's more of a navigator, a path. So people, the boats, the ships that traveled at night looked at the lighthouse as a way to show them direction of where they're going. So they actually don't want to go to the
Oh, that's
lighthouse.
true. That's some rocks. Yeah, you're right.
They're gonna hit some rocks. So the lighthouse is actually telling them the other way, the other way, the other way.
Yeah, it's true.
But I'm looking at it more from come together into the light and shine together. Come let me ignite your own light. If your light is dead, come let me ignite your light. If your light is dim, come let's brighten it together. And together we actually shine and collectively spread that energy. And I was talking about this in my chat with Stacey on her podcast, Do the Thing podcast, the other time, was that my people are what I call energy amplifiers. Right. And it's like the people who have an internal ignition in them to just activate that energy. Right. And if we go, it's like energy is neither created nor destroyed, it's transformed from one form to another. So we all have that energy. It's how we're able to transmute that energy in the moment. Right. And so being able to do that through the light comes together. And so, for example, when I'm on stage at an event and I'm moving, I'm looking for my energy amplifiers. They are the ones up front in the stage. And I love this. I did not realize that not everybody does this, but when I'm on stage, I'm looking into the audience and I'm making eye contact. Like one of my,
Yeah,
so it's
absolutely.
almost like I see you, I see you, I see you, I see you. And my energy amplifiers look at me, and we have just this one moment of connection through like a move or whatever it is. And we both light up with a
Yeah.
smile, with a connection. And that vibration kind of just like magnifies it. And there are more people. And so even for those who are in the room that are not as attuned, they cannot but just catch the fire.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because it's then, and together we just like ride it and fill the room. So yes, so that's one part. The other part that I wanted to respond to is, you know, when you said moving, shaking the moment.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. One of the ways that I've heard Tony describe it is that the quickest way to shift your emotional state is a radical change in physiology, right? And that's
Yeah,
exactly what you're
absolutely.
doing, you know, move
Yeah.
your body. And I do it too. I do it too multiple times where, you know, if it's not, I just do this. Like
Yeah.
shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, like
Yeah.
just shake it, you know, and just like in the moment, just shake the energy out, keep it moving, right? Because it's a difference between a reservoir, which is just, you know, stagnant water,
Yeah.
and a stream or a river where it's flowing.
Right, yeah,
Stagnant
absolutely.
water becomes stale, right? But when there's a flow, there's a continuous refreshing.
Absolutely.
And so that's what that shaking does. It's like moving the blood through the body, getting more oxygen in. And even in my coaching calls, when I'm talking with a client and I'm feeling that low energy vibrations from them, I say, all right, drop it. We're doing 20 jumping jacks. Let's go. Right? And
Yeah.
I do it with them because if I'm at level 100 now, I'm going to level 150, 200. If they're at level 20, now they're meeting me at least at 60 or 80.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jumping jacks. So all of that works all the time, and while we're waiting and things like that. Now, the other piece of it, which is also important with managing our emotions, is what we are saying, like the language we're using to describe our experiences, right? Because there's fact. However, the circumstance is laden with the emotion of the thoughts of how we've interpreted the situation.
Yep.
So, a basic example. I'm driving, someone cuts in front of me. Fact, the driver behind me sped up and cut in front of me. That's a fact. That in itself carries no charge.
Right.
It's just a fart. Now, when I think to myself, for that person to do that, it's rude for him to do that or for her to do that. It's so unsafe and dangerous. That's so disrespectful.
You're just building this story.
Aha! I build on the story based on the meaning I made of the situation.
Right.
Now, guess what emotion that rises up? Anger, frustration, right? So the
Yeah.
thought then creates a certain feeling, which they teach this in cognitive behavioral therapy, like the CBT is like, you know, thought feeling. And now that feeling responds in, and my body responds in some reaction to that feeling.
Yeah. Yep.
Then that shows
Absolutely.
up in certain behavior. Some call
Yeah.
it road rage, you know, whatever.
Right.
However, if I were to choose a different story, because we're always making stories anyway, you know, of the situation. And I say, like, oh my gosh, this person must be in a hurry. It's like, I hope you get to where you're going safe. You
Yeah.
know, it's like, you know, whatever you need to get to on time, you know, just
Yeah.
stay safe. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh, I'm so glad he didn't hit me. Please go.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to we joke about that too in my family. I would always say, "Oh, they're on the way to the hospital. They're gonna have a baby. So they gotta get there fast." You know, and we could go. Now my kids are they've had times where they've like really had to go to the bathroom. They're like, they probably have to go to the bathroom so bad. So we just, you know, go. I hope you make it. You can hold
There you
it.
go. There you go. So we're still making up stories, but we're making up stories that serves our outcome, right?
And
So
they're
in that
just as
state,
true, aren't they? They're just as true as the they're a horrible person. And gosh, what a not fun way. That's not, what did you say? You're a
Activator.
joy activator. So that doesn't activate joy. That like does the
Yeah.
opposite. And then you're grumpy and, and really people are just thinking about themselves anyway. So like they probably didn't even realize. I know I've done it plenty of times and I'm like, oh my gosh, and I wave. I'm like, I am so sorry. I was so caught up in what I was thinking. So yeah,
Yeah.
it changes everything, doesn't it?
It changes everything. It changes everything. And so being aware of that, because the language that we're using, the story we're making about the situation is also contributing to how we're feeling in the moment. So sometimes when we're feeling the stuck energy, yes, we can move our body. We should move our body. We must move our body. The next step in the process is then what? Okay, so then the then what is revise the words, the story you're making about the situation. Because when we or a reframe is the word, when we reframe the story that we're using to describe the situation, then we have a much more path, a clearer path forward. And so I do that too with my coaching clients when I speak, just to see the connection between, yes, you move, you're in a better emotional state, and now that better emotional state allows you to reframe things in a way that actually serves your outcome, you know. And in my and that's I also love affirmations, right? People call it affirmations, incantations, whatever it is. I love it, especially the way Tony teaches it. Tony calls it incantations. But what I love about the way he teaches it is we're not just using one modality, which is words, right? We're also moving our body. So can you imagine radically moving your body, getting yourself to a heightened emotional state, and then speaking those words to reprogram your nervous system?
There's actually a, have you ever heard the story of the hammer? You're
Tell me,
making me think of
I've
this. So
not.
there's this book. It's in Spanish. It's probably in English too, but it's El arte de amargarse la vida, the art of making your life miserable. And there's this
Okay.
guy sitting on the cover. Have you seen it ever?
I'm not, but it just sounds fun.
Oh, it's fantastic. There on the cover, there's this man sitting at like a cafe with a bird cage on his head. And like you and I can see, if you don't want the bird cage on your head, like take it off. But
Right.
he's just sitting there like, oh, but there's a story in there of the hammer. And I love this story so much. And so once upon a time, there's this man and he's living in an apartment building and he needs a hammer. So he's like, hey, I'm going to go next door and ask my neighbor for a hammer. So he starts walking outside and or going, down the hall to go ask him for a hammer. And he
Yep.
starts thinking, well, what if he doesn't let me borrow the hammer? So he's walking, he's moving, right? He's putting this pattern in. Well, what if he doesn't give me his hammer? Well, why wouldn't he let me borrow his hammer? I've let him borrow so many things. Every time he comes over and asks me for something, I let him use it. I've always let him borrow stuff. Why won't he let me keep borrow his hammer? He's so rude. And I thought he was my friend. He's totally not even my friend. So he gets to the door and he pounds on the door, and his friend opens the door and he's like, hey, neighbor. And the gentleman is now all worked up and he's put all this in, right? Like he's gotten all this energy. He gets there and he just goes, keep your hammer, and leaves. And the poor man is standing there like,
What's going on?
Like, here's my friend. But it's cool because what you were saying teaches us a way, and like the incantations, the whatever, the affirmations, as we move and get this thing in us, it sets in. So whatever we're moving and doing, like whether it's keep your hammer and I imagine you're gonna let me borrow your hammer, or I've got this, I can do this, I'm gonna do amazing at this job interview or whatever, whatever it is that you're feeding yourself, that's the result you're going to get as well. So that's fantastic. Yeah, you kept making me think of it, and I thought I got to share this with you. But it's
Well,
very
thanks for sharing.
exciting.
It really is true, because then, we literally, in this case of the story, the person just hypnotized themselves without even asking for the hour, just from the story they made, and then the moment and everything. At the end of the day, their mind was already made up because of the story they told themselves, and it's kind of like they programmed themselves
Yeah, absolutely.
through the language and the story of what they were doing in the movement. So yeah, so it's definitely a big thing for us, just as a way of life, to always know and remember. It's that yes, we can reprogram our nervous system through movement and, the stories we're making about the situation because it all connects to emotions. And actually, one thing that is really, really key about emotions is that our nervous system actually stores emotions quicker than anything else because it's actually emotional energy. And I break this down that there's physical energy, emotional energy, spiritual energy, of course, and intellectual energy. And we could, that, I mean, it's just straight up, right? Like physical energy, the strength, whatever it is, emotional energy, how we feel, how the direction is created in our body, spiritual energy, whatever connection you have with the divine, intellectual energy, more cognitive. But in any case, trauma, right? Negative experiences are remembered by the body through the nervous system imprints it makes with the emotion, which is what gives triggers power when many years later, same person in a different situation is triggered by something that reminds the nervous system of a previous experience that was painful. It was really the emotion attached to it, right? And so processing the process of healing, it really is transforming that energy stored in the nervous system. On the other side, if I were to make a joke now and you really like the joke, or even like the story you just told about the book and the hammer, we're done with this conversation 3 months later. And I'm just, randomly thinking, oh yeah. And my wife is like, why are you laughing? It's like, you know what? I just remember, when I had a chat with Sarah on this conversation, she told me about this very funny Spanish story about the guy with the hammer. It's just hilarious. I'm re-experiencing a moment of fun, of pleasure, of connection based on my mind replaying that scenario and re-experiencing the emotion because my nervous system stored it. So I did not need to come back to this moment in this conversation with you to re-experience that emotion. No, it became something filed away. I never assist that. Right. And so we can transform those by basically exchanging it, right? By bringing in those experiences, recollecting it, moving our bodies to transform the energy and reassociating it with a new experience, with a new trigger. Right. Or, one of my friends, we use like with a new activator, right? So rather than a trigger, like, because at the end of the day, it's really activating something in us. Like, it's like a poke. It's like, boom, right? So we could actually change. And basically, it's rewriting the script, changing the command to elicit a different response.
Absolutely. I love that you said that. I think I did a podcast on this, just talking to myself. Sometimes I just get these thoughts, and so I just go and I go. And I was talking about triggers because I looked up that word. I mean, I know what it means. Like, we all know what it means, but I looked it up, and it's something that sets something else in motion, and we've associated it with such a negative thing. But I love that you said a trigger or an activator, because activator also sets something in motion, but it seems like it's more positive than a trigger. So that's cool. And our memories, this is something I've learned recently, and it sounds like you also know this, that our memories change based on how I feel right now, which is like, I didn't realize that, because I'll have clients, or you have friends who are like, they're going through something really hard, and they said, well, I've never been happy, or I was never happy with this person, or I was, and it's because of the state or the feeling they're in right now that they believe that none of their memories were ever happy. And it's just so fascinating that you can also change that. If you're in a good place and you think about things, your memories can feel better. It's just incredible.
You're speaking my language. All right, I gotta sit up for this.
I know
All
you
right.
and I, like, seriously, watch out, world.
So here's the thing. When I've heard this before, and I'm gonna say it, when people hear it, they're like, ah, nah, that doesn't make sense. And when I explain it, they'll get it. Like anyone
Okay, let's
listening to
go.
this. The memory is a myth. Memory is a myth. It's all made up. It's all made up to serve the purpose of our needs in the moment. It's all
There
made up to serve the
you
purpose of how we are feeling or how we want to feel in the moment.
That's why everybody can remember. You have 10 people experiencing the exact same thing, and their memories are not even close. It's bizarre.
Correct. And why is that? So, the primal function of our brain and nervous system is to keep us safe. And to do that, it deletes, distorts, and generalizes. Because right now, there's multiple information coming my way in this moment. My wife is playing music in the background. You probably cannot hear it. My son is screaming here and there. You cannot hear it. I have lights here. But to be in this moment, I need to put blinders on mentally, emotionally, and focus to this conversation, right? So it is meeting my need of being present in the moment to this conversation. When we go 2 weeks, 3 months later down the line, I wouldn't remember everything else happening in the background because I did not give it my attention. I'm going to remember what we're talking about now because that's what my attention is. So what my brain is doing is deleting everything else just to be here. Now, the distortion is it's passing it through the filter of my schemer. What is my schemer? My previous backgrounds and experiences, my belief structure, or the blueprint of how I see life, everything is being passed through it, right? And so then my brain distorts it because it's trying to make a meaning that serves my own needs. And finally, it generalizes things like global terms. I have never been happy. My friend is always late. Like those terms, is it really true? Like, is it really true 100% that you've never been happy in your life? No, but in that moment, based on how we're feeling, we're generalizing, right? So it's exactly what the brain is doing, just to make us feel good about ourselves. Right? Because at the end of the day, that's really what the brain wants, to make us feel safe. And when we feel good about ourselves in the moment, we're making up stories through these filters to feel good about ourselves, to feel safe. Or like Tony would say, to meet our human needs. And so at the end of the day, we change. The memory is now recording the experience based on how we're feeling in the moment, not the fact of the situation. That's why multiple people can experience the same circumstance, but remember it differently because all of these things is happening. How we're feeling, how we're interpreting it, the each person's brain deleting, distorting, and generalizing based on our schema and previous background beliefs and experiences, and then the emotions it's creating for us. Boom. So memory is a myth.
Mic drop right there, wasn't it? Yeah. It's so fascinating. I think the human body and brain are just so incredibly cool. Like the things that we can do and learning and understanding and knowing these things, it's such a good tool, isn't it? Because it's not like, oh, look at what I do. I mean, I guess it could be, right? It could be the lens. That could be the story that we're telling ourselves, but it doesn't have to be. Sometimes I think it's kind of fun. I don't know. I'm a weirdo, I guess, but I think it's fun to describe my day in a way that my day was awful and touch on all the exact same points and then describe my day in a way that it was wonderful and it's literally the same thing. And I do that because I've learned the same thing like that you did. That we change things and we see things through filters and it can be so different. And literally and I've done this with my friends. I was like, can I tell you about 2 days I just had? And I'll oh, that was terrible. And oh, that was amazing. I was like, it was literally the same day. It was just the way I was looking at it. And so it's kind of a fun thing to try.
And you saying that makes me think of something which I think it's important for anyone listening, because then they're going to be like, okay, well, how do I use this?
Oh, good. Fantastic. Yeah.
Right. And so how to use it is one, when I'm feeling a way I do not want to feel, or that seems, even now I want to feel, we could pause and ask the question, what need is this serving?
Nice.
Right? What need is this serving? So just that alone brings into awareness, right, from the subconscious to conscious, a behavioral pattern or scripts that we are running in the moment.
Yeah.
What
That's a
need is this
brilliant
serving?
question. What need is this? Because that almost like that zooms out, doesn't it? It makes you be like, "Oh, I need to feel loved and included," or whatever it is. Yeah.
And that's exactly the follow-up. It's like, what actually do I want to feel? Right?
I'm sure that answer can be uncomfortable. If you're like super honest, you can be like, I don't really want to say what I need, but that's
That's
really
where the
cool.
work is. That's where
Yes,
the
it is. Yes, it is. I know. No more
work is. It's
masking, getting right to that root cause,
like,
huh?
it's like dancing with the shadows.
Yep.
It's
That's
like,
so cool.
what do I really need in this moment? You know, and I'm also passionate about relationships, though I don't directly work in relationship or romantic relationship, but I love to learn and grow along that. And one of the basic examples of something similar that I'm going to share for people listening is when a partner tells the other partner, you're always on your phone. You're always on your phone. What's wrong with you? Now, first of all, the always is not true because
Nobody is always, right?
nobody's always. When they're sleeping, they're not always on their, they're not on their phone while they're sleeping. They're not on their phone while they're in the shower, right?
All
So
right. And
that's
if they are, then maybe it's really a problem. So that
right.
would need to be addressed.
So that's not a fact. So first of all, take that always, okay?
Yeah.
Away. The second thing is, what need is this serving? Well, there's something within that partner that is wanting attention.
Yeah.
Screaming for attention, right? And so, because they're not getting the attention they want in the moment, it is serving that need in an unhealthy way by criticizing the partner to get the attention. And so when you ask what need is it serving? Oh, well, it's serving the need for love and attention, love and connection. Okay, how can I better meet this need?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I really would love your attention right now. Or hey, honey, I'm really feeling disconnected right now and would love if you give me some presence. Hey, honey. Whatever the form of communication or how they choose to use the words, but then now they're in a better way meeting that need. And the partner could say, hey, give me just 5 minutes and I'm all yours. Or
Yeah.
hey, I'm really busy right now. I really need to finish this. Can we do this in 2 hours and you have my undivided attention? Whatever it is, right? So now then the gremlins
I love how you call them the gremlins. It's awesome.
They're now satisfied. Like, all right, alarm down, alert system down, back into safe mode.
That's so good. Yeah, I love you. So, I mean, like, seriously, everything you say makes me think of something. Everything I say makes you think. I think we could talk for like 20 hours. It would be so fun. You talked about communication, and it was cool hearing in your voice because I've recently learned as well. It's a way we deliver stuff. Like as a girl, to speak with authority, you lower your voice and you speak with more authority. And yet often in communication, like between two people, that's not the right way. And when you were saying, you're always on your phone, like that's the tone. It's more authoritative. But then when there was a true, like kinder communication, it was like, hey, this is what I need, and your voice was higher and it was more kind. It's so fascinating again, that energy that we put behind things, or the
Yep.
intention that we put behind things when we're coming from this, I need, we're, it's more demanding as opposed to a, a communication and sharing what I need, comes
A
across.
request, an invitation. It's an invitation because, and what I love about invitations is recognizing the divinity in each person to make their own decisions, be their own person in their own world. And so communication is always an invitation to connect. And they don't have to. They're not mandated to. Right? However, there is also a desire to connect for the other person as well. So, how do we tap into that in our communication?
Jeez. And we're gonna have to save that story for another day. Don't worry,
Yes.
this went like so fast. This was
So
so
fast.
fun. So fast. I love this so much. I'd love to do it again. I would love to chat with you again. And we're close, like maybe in real life in person. I don't know if there's a, we'd have to do it
Yeah.
out. Energy's too big. There's no way. There's not gonna be a
No,
room that could
it's
hold us.
even better, even better,
That'd be
'cause
fun.
then you're my people. We're energy amplifiers.
Oh my gosh. So I do these things called walkie-talkies because I just get so moving and I talk and I walk and I do, but that would be so fun. Oh my gosh,
Yeah,
what
yeah.
a
So we're setting the intention right
Yep.
now
Yeah, we are.
that you and I will meet and we'll do a walk and talk and record that episode
Yep.
and
And it'll be
share with
amazing.
your audience.
That'll be okay. We're just gonna do it. Dummy Larry, how do people find you? What's the best way to connect with you?
Absolutely. So my website, joyinsideout.com, has all my contact information. I'm on all social media. Instagram, Damilare underscore Adieri, which is my name. I'm also on
Yeah, that's
Facebook.
easy to spell. So just spell that one real quick. I'll
Yes,
put
so
links.
DAM, so DAMILARE underscore ADEYERI. So Damilare underscore Adieri on Instagram,
There you go.
on Facebook and YouTube. It is I am. So I am, and then my name, Damilare Adieri, like I spelled. And my social media is a medley of, my life, personal, professional. So it's an invitation into my space, into my world. You see me dancing videos, you see some of my family photos, you see some wise saying and coaching, you see some live events. So it's also a great way to connect because at the end of the day, who you hear, see, meet is the same person. It's just me.
That's wonderful. I love that about you. And before we recorded and through screens and everything, it's just been exciting. I'm excited to meet you in real life. It's gonna be exciting. Thank you so much for
Excited.
coming today.
Hey, not a problem. I like to do a recap at the end just for somebody who'll be like, okay, well, this is long and I want to just quickly go to the end.
Perfect. Yeah.
Key things for people to remember is the quickest way to shift how you're feeling, your emotional state, is to move your body because that you're moving the energy. So, done one. Two, we remember things more in emotions. That's how our nervous system stores it. And so, yes, we can move that energy through movement, and beyond that is to ask questions to reframe the story, which is when we create a story that is serving our outcomes, then it's easier to move forward. And the third thing is recognizing the need you're trying to meet through that story, through that action. So it's like, what need am I trying to meet, and how can I better meet that need? And just choosing to be vulnerable in communicating what you really need.
Fantastic. Oh, I love that recap. I'm gonna have to start doing that moving forward. That's a really good idea. I always like it when people do. I don't know why I didn't think of it. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna give you a clap for that. I'd love to give you a high five in real life, man. We're gonna be
High
doing stuff.
five, high five, high
I
five.
love high
Pat on
fives.
the back.
Yeah, there you go. Take a bow, everything big. Well, thank you so much for coming. And I always like to end my podcast by reminding people that we're walking with you. And you don't have to do this thing alone. And we're here, and remember that you are stronger than you think. So
You
thank
are
you so
stronger
much
than you
for
think.
coming.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. I'll see ya.